Thank you for tuning in to Asheville FM at WSFMLP 103.3 Asheville, streaming worldwide at ashevillefm.org. My name is Brooke, and this is Live Music Sessions. And for tonight's show, it's local Asheville singer, songwriter, and musician Joe Hooten of Tin Roof Echo, live from the Pulp. Hooten has independently recorded and released 6 albums, 5 full-length and 1 EP under the Tin Roof Echo name, each release highlighting his unique introspective songwriting style. We are now going to go to Bruce, who is live at the Pulp in downtown Asheville. Hi, Bruce.
And thanks to everyone who's tuned in tonight at 103.3 FM or streaming via ashevillefm.org. We're so glad you could join us. I'm Bruce Swan, and we have another exclusive on the Asheville FM Live Sessions. This one comes to you from the Pulp in the basement of the Orange Peel right here in downtown Asheville. And now, Asheville FM, the Pulp, Orange Peel, along with Brumari Brewing Company, who is not only an AFM underwriter, but have expanded their support to ensure that the bands performing on Asheville FM Live Music Sessions get paid. And we're proud to present Joe Hooten of Tin Roof Echo. This is happening all live right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Joe Hooten of Tin Roof Echo, live on Asheville FM. Joe!
Driving down a country road and I'm feeling mighty fine, 'cause there's something in my pocket that will help us pass the time. What was it that you said before? I thought is mighty kind. We won't be telling stories while we're making up our minds about love. We drive along the river scene, we pass the vacant sign, one that makes us wonder if we could be driving blind. Well, I'm not allowed to speak when drastic totals all combine, but when the math is lecture, I believe it all in time. Hold up. Oh, oh, oh. You should be on television with your kind of talk. I don't think that I care for it, but man, it's all we brought. I listen as you ponder on life and love and loss. I hear all that you're saying, but I think that I could toss it away. Well, I've seen this all before. It must have been a dream, a reoccurring vision, man's reality it seems. I wish that I could find a way to tell if this is real, and I guess I can't believe when I'm starting to feel in love.
All right, this is great. Oh man, I got an audience in here. This is wonderful. Well, it's such an honor to be here and be on 103.3 Asheville FM. It's just honestly, a dream come true. That last song was called The Longest Drive, and one of the things that you'll find in the songs that you're going to hear tonight, you're going to get the folkier side of Tin Roof Echo, and all these songs that you will hear, they are all autobiographical. So these are all things that I've done, felt, experienced, seen, believed. Some of those things tonight in some of these songs.
On a cold day in time, space left me all alone. Down where
You guys don't know this out there, but I paid these guys to clap for me tonight, so. And they are awesome clappers. This next song, we were just talking a little bit ago about what it was like to be a DJ, and I had that experience when I was living over in Cullowhee. Long time ago, and how much freedom I felt when I'd walk up into the station with a milk crate full of CDs and cassettes. It was a wonderful feeling to get up there and play whatever I wanted. Well, I was living in this little old store along the Tuckasegee River. It was a converted general store. And I converted the closet into a little studio. And I wrote some of the songs that you guys are going to hear tonight. And this is one of those songs. It's called The Only Moment.
The only moment worth
lot of fun. All right. I got to take a moment just to thank Asheville FM one more time. I got to thank the Orange Peel, and Pulp, Barami. I'm going to spend all that money Barami gave me. All of it. Actually, I might go to Barami and spend it all there. anyways, I'm having a lot of fun. And this next song, well, I tried to stay impartial with it. So I was thinking before that first Tuesday in November last year about where we all were. But I was also thinking about the younger generation, about the things that they were seeing and hearing. And I was wondering how they were feeling about all that. And, so I wrote this little song, and I was just kind of thinking from both sides of the aisle about where we are. And this song is called The Land of Apathy. Does anybody think it's fair to have half a soul and then come up for air and then drown while I'm singing my country, 'tis a beat? Does anybody think it's fair where the more than half of the lion's share now wait, who's talking about democracy? We go out into the world to do some good. We tell ourselves this is the land of the free. Go out and act like all the things we do and that they matter, but they don't. The land of apathy. Challenge all your views and then tell you nothing's wrong with you, so why don't you go grow some thicker skin? 'Cause I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. Well, I made sure to go out and vote, and I pushed some folks on Facebook. Yeah, I did. We go out into the world to do some good. We tell ourselves this is the land of the free. Go out and act like all the things we do and that they matter, but they don't. Is this the land of apathy? Of election, God knows we failed all the test corrections, so why does it feel like we got another chance? Well, what can I say and what can I do? Well, I guess it's all up to you, so let's all go and do the right thing. We go out into the world to do some good, and we tell ourselves this is the land of the free. We go out and act like all the things we do and that they matter, but they don't. Is this the land of apathy? Or equality? Is it racially the place where we call home? Thank you. dressed up and ready to go, coming in a straight line. Holding to a tight one, kids losing their minds. Blitzkrieg Bop. Goodness, thank you. That was something. That was something. Wow. Man. Gonna slow it down just a little bit. This next song is I wrote this when I was kind of thinking about my relationship with music. And thinking about wanting to have family, wanting to have a career, a job, but still want to pursue music somehow. And I'm very grateful and very fortunate to be here playing to you guys out there and driving in your cars, sitting in your house, streaming it on the interwebs. The song is called The Space for You and Me.
Well, I've spent hours staring at the ceiling, searching for meaning in these songs. They don't matter anymore. Yeah, I've been up since four. And where's the space for you? Between the life I have and the one I want with you. Maybe I'm just dreaming, but I swear I've seen it too. Somewhere there's a place for me and you. There's a place for me in you.
All right. I'm thinking I'm going to have to spend all that money from Brahmi on the clappers in here tonight because I paid them so well. Well, these guys are making me sound so good. I got to thank Patrick and Lawson and Smitty and Jeff, Bruce, all the wonderful people that are in here doing their thing. I feel really special. So thank y'all. And thank you for those of y'all that are out there listening. We are just rolling right along, and so I'm going to stay chill for just a little bit longer. I'm going to play a song. So, back up. There's some recording somewhere, very, very, very deep in a vault, way underground with no keys, of the first band I was in. And I wouldn't trade those days for anything, to be honest with you. But this was one of the very first songs that I ever wrote when I was a kid. It's called Cloudy Day. Clouds and the rain. I think we woke up the neighbors. So this is going to be kind of fun to try this one. So it reminds me of Jolene a little bit. We'll see how this goes.
I come to you to tell the truth when words can only be as good as those never left unsaid. Through all the rain, sand and snow, and all the beasts within me know that I've
I was thinking one of the, during COVID and the quarantine process and staying home, I thought I would write a whole lot more than I did. And it's not disappointing because what I did was I started revisiting some of the songs that I had written, and they were in folders and files deep in the computer, and I started, you know, rooting around in there, and I started finding some things. I'm like, well, this is not bad. Let me pull this out and revisit this one more time. So this next song is in that category of an older one that I just have been working on, and still don't know if I love it, but we're going to try it. This one is a sweet one. I think no dedications tonight, so we're just going to play this one. This one's called The Love Will Be Enough. Things that I called home.
gone for good. They're just waiting for a time when they're mine.
Dark City Kings from Black Mountain, and I tell you, these guys, they're all over the country right now. They're in different parts. We're gonna come back together pretty soon, and I can't wait for that day. But this is one of these songs that we do together, and I'm just gonna dedicate it to them.
Love is a rose and you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine. I wanna see what's never been seen. I wanna live that age-old dream. Come on now, let's go together. Let's take the best right now. Love is a rose and you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine. Pick me up. up when my feet are dragging. Look at me lifting, I'll hear your wagon. Love is a rose and you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine. Love is a rose and you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
A little indulgent there. Anyways, so we're doing well. We've got plenty of time in here, I think. 20 minutes? Okay. So I was joking around about the song that I had written with the very first band that I was in. There was a couple other songs that I wrote about that band. This song that I'm getting ready to do is about that. And one of the things that I remember, and we were based in Charleston, South Carolina, was that it was really hard to get gigs. And I didn't think that the community there was very supportive of one another. And so I was always struggling to get shows and get places to play. And I just kept telling the guys, I said, man, we just got to keep trying. We just got to keep knocking on doors and asking people and just, you know, do that kind of thing. And one of the things that I've got to say about Asheville is that this has been an extremely supportive musical community. And everyone that I've come in contact with, regardless of whether they're actually musicians or wonderful folks that are here helping me out tonight and folks in radio and everywhere, it's I can't say thank you enough, everybody that I've come in contact with. But this next song is called Maybe We Should Try Again. A few more songs left here for you guys, so I think I will go ahead and get started with saving for the end for you guys for the old finale. So, quick little story. Not too long. One of the things that I figured out during COVID or quarantine, I figured out my spirit animal. It's wine. My eyes are perfect, but now I'm seeing blind, 'cause I didn't notice all those danger signs. Well, I tried and tried to tell you, oh, so many times, you should reach for your baby like I reach for the wine. Remember I told you that someday you would find just you and your bottle at the end of the line, where you'd still be here in my arms and not just on my mind, if you'd reach for your baby like I reach for the wine. If I could reach you just one more time, well, I'd show you that I love you much more than the wine. Midnight's my pillows filled these arms of mine, for they couldn't reach you, 'cause I reach for the wine. Find someone who'll be kind and be true. That's the things that I wanted, but I wanted them from you. Oh, our love could have lasted until the end of time, if you'd reach for your baby like I reach for the wine. If I could reach you just one more time, well, I'd show you that I love you much more. Well, many nights my pillow filled these arms of mine, for they couldn't reach you, 'cause I reached for the wine. And that's an indulgent song right there, actually. There's a little bit of truth there.
All right.
Cool. Well, this has been so much fun, guys. Thank you so much for being here and listening. This next couple of songs, real special to me. I started thinking about when I play this, it's hard not to think about just the simple word of change, and how we all go through different stages, and we go through life and just kind of going with the flow sometimes, and for better for worse. This song right here is called Change Is On The Way. There's a change on the way. There's a deep down inside. We all knew that we can't deny, 'cause it moves so fast and I can't slow down. 10 years gone and I'm moving on now. Gone by,
meant to last, except memories and photographs and the sound of your laugh. I've done well. Have I made you proud? Did we all make it through safely somehow?
Hi, this is Bruce Swan from Asheville FM 103 and host of Music My Mother Wouldn't Like. I want to thank Jeff Santiago of Orange Peel and The Pulp for making the space available. Thanks to Joe Hooten of Tin Roof Echo for performing tonight, and DJ Smittyman and his crack team, with special thanks to Patrick Moore for engineering tonight and Lawson Alderson for monitoring the signal back to the station. Let's get back to Joe Hooten of Tin Roof Echo and here from Asheville FM's live music sessions. All right.
All right. Woo! All right. I think I got time for one more. I'm just going to take a moment just to thank you guys. Okay. Thank you guys so much for having me here. This has been such a wonderful thing, Asheville FM. The live music sessions is such a wonderful program. You guys need to tune in to all these different ones that they've had. It's been some amazing bands. I'm so very honored to be a part of all those wonderful people that have gotten to do this. Again, want to thank Orange Peel and Pulp and Barami. Going to come spend that money with you soon. Anyways, I told you I kind of fibbed a little bit about the dedications. This next song, I'm gonna throw it out. This one is. It started off as a conversation between me and my son when he was younger, and then just kind of evolved into this song. And so, most obviously, I'm going to dedicate this one to my family. The song is called Family Man. Said, well, maybe we should have another one of you youngest just around us now. Said you again now, wasn't it the plan? As we lay by the fire, we started getting tired of all that talking and all the talking. Chewing, and she was the most beautiful thing you ever saw. You know what, jumped in a lake and I almost didn't make it to the birth of my sweet little baby on the way, but everything sort of worked itself out for now. December. I really don't remember, but our plan was working and the oven was cooking with a beautiful girl and a handsome boy and another on the way. No, my lord, but things got squirrely when the third was a girl. She was cute like a sister and a brother. They were kissing and I knew. I'm over 40 is I really don't feel like an old timey fogey, but life has kicked my on down the road. With the youngins and the wife and this wonderful life, as we live out our days with a doggy in the way, and I feel like I'm about this house. And I really do, cause I've been all these things and I'll be more. Woo-hoo-hoo. Woo-hoo-hoo.